As the summer blockbuster season starts this week, movie lovers looking for a more enriching cinema diet with some foreign flavor will be heartened to know that a new international film festival showcasing contemporary feature films from France, Poland, and Spain kicks off today. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. My guests today are film historian and director of the Sunset Film Society, Jay Duncan, and Christian Gomez, president of Alliance Française, two of the producers of the International Film Festival, which starts today at the International Museum of Art. Jay, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much. It's
Christian,
a pleasure.
Welcome for the first time.
Thank you. Merci. Je suis très honoré d'être ici.
That's what you said. A good place to host an international film festival, the International Museum of Art. I know, Jay, you've been doing a film series there for some time. Was this just organically come about? I know some of the consulates were involved.
Yes, that's true. I think, were you approached initially by MITZI, or how did the first collaboration begin with Belle and Sebastian several months
right,
back?
Oh, right, yes. About 1 year ago, we decided to show some French movie, and, you know, we approached MITZI, and she said yes, and we have a great person in Jay Duncan who's going to help you.
Host and introducer of all things film.
And after that, it was last month in March. We had a special production called Festinema Junior, and it was some movies selected by some Alliance Française in the States and for students. And ahead, we send, you know, to all the teachers in the district some study material so they can prepare the kids, you know, to understand the movie. Of course, it was in French with translation.
Yes. So these are kids taking French language classes.
Language, yes, to all the French teacher of the district. We work with them because it's our, you know, mission of the Alliance to promote French and culture. Uh-huh. And then we have training for the teacher workshop. We are going to have one in May. And these two movies were very interesting. It was one animated movie and another one just very interesting for a high school student.
And film is a wonderful way to get an ear and a sense of a culture, but particularly when you're trying to learn a language, even though they're subtitled and your eye goes back and forth, but you begin to just pick up the nuances of a language, I think, better that way.
I do agree, yes.
Yeah. So what is the purpose of Alliance Française?
Well, it's to promote French language. I don't know if you know about the network, the French Alliance Network. We are about 1,000 Alliance in 138 countries in the world.
Oh, wow.
And in the state, we have 100. So it's very popular in the state, in the United States. In Texas, we have five of them.
And I understand this International Film Festival, which showcases films from France, Poland, and Spain, Alliance Française, you worked with the consulates of those countries as well to generate the selection of the films?
Not really for the selection, but they will help us with the artwork. You know, the International Museum would like to have some painting from French member from the consulate. So for us, that's this part. Spain, it's different because Martha Vera is the honorary consul of Spain here in El Paso. We have a consul, also an honorary consul now, and this is only for 1 year. It's been 1 year he's here in El Paso. So it's a little bit different, and Poland is working with an association. So,
fantastic.
It's members.
That's great. So you have the official stamp of approval of the various
consulates. Oh, yes, we do.
Plus, we've got the flags from each of the countries.
And yes, each of the country.
So there'll be some artwork on display, it sounds like, as well at the International Museum of Art, which, if people haven't been there in a while, that is the original location of the El Paso Museum of Art, which is on 1211 Montana, I believe, Jay.
That's correct. Corner of Brown in Montana.
And you've had a series running there for some time. A lot of people don't know. They have a wonderful venue lower level.
They really do. You were very pleased with the auditorium, the sound system,
the
projection,
picture.
And so forth.
Yes.
It's not intended to be a best-kept secret, so we want to get the word out. You know, we want to let people know that there's always something happening at the International Museum. Every Sunday, there's a social Sunday where people can come and have punch and some cookies and visit the exhibits and films every Saturday at 2. So there's always something happening.
Except this Saturday today. You're starting an hour early at 1 o'clock with a long slate of programming. So let's just get right into that. You're showing three feature films and a short film. You're kicking off at 1 o'clock with, looks like you're going back to early French cinema with a short film.
Well, it was only natural, I think, to include A Trip to the Moon by George Méliès because that's kind of where it all began, you know, not only with that film, which was considered kind of the first storytelling film, but also film generally originated from France.
Yes.
You know? I mean, it came out of France in about 1898 or thereabouts, and George Méliès needs to be more widely known in this country. He is
which got
Europe.
A big boost when Martin Scorsese made the film Hugo.
Absolutely.
Which is loosely based on his life.
Which I think was kind of a love letter to Méliès. Mm-hmm. It was not a typical Scorsese film in the sense that it was a kinder, gentler Scorsese present, but it showed his love of cinema and the person that that probably influenced him in many ways to becoming a filmmaker.
And Christiane, I guess in this country there's still an ongoing debate about whether it was Edison or the Lumiere brothers in France who developed the first moving images. But
exactly.
You're going to follow that up, Jay, with a comedy, it looks like.
It is.
Contemporary comedy.
It is. It translates to The Dinner Game. It seems wonderful. I have not seen it, so a lot of these will be my first chance to see these films. But it's the origination of a film that was remade in America in 2010 called Dinner for Schmucks with Steve Carell and Paul Rudd. So people may be more familiar with that storyline, and here's a chance to see the original.
And the setup for the comedy is that there's a weekly dinner party, and the guests all bring someone
an idiot.
Who's a dim bulb, and they ridicule them
yes.
without their knowledge, I guess, towards the end.
But
the tables are turned.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. Looking forward to it, and that's from 1998.
And you're sampling something at during the day today of each country represented. You've got Vabank from 1981 in Poland, following that up, I believe, at 3 o'clock?
That's right. That's correct. Again, you know, it'll all round off at about 5 with Spanish Affair from Spain.
Vabank, the Polish film, seems a little Ocean's 11-ish, maybe?
It does. It does.
I think it's a heist caper film,
yeah,
I believe.
With comedic elements.
Of course.
It's a revenge situation, and it's based on, I think, a very, very popular character that was originated some year, maybe in the 30s, because I think it's set in 1934. So I think the character and the whole plot is based on something from the country many years earlier. Mm-hmm. So it's well known, very well known in Poland.
In Poland. Mm-hmm. With all the comedies that are, at least the films with humor in them, it seems most of them have humor. You know, I watch a lot of foreign language films, and it is fascinating to me that the ones that translate the easiest are the universalness of humor.
That's right.
And we all tend to – sometimes they take a little getting used to the social mores, which are – you know, we may not in America get all of the comedy but or wring all the humor out of these setups. But it is something that translates across so many borders and languages that – laugh about the same things.
Yeah, yes. Universal language, I think,
yes.
You know, cinema. And of course, the silent era, you didn't need any subtitles. In some cases, it was all told visually. And everybody from pretty much everywhere could identify with what was happening because it's the human condition on stage there.
You're wrapping up today around 5 o'clock with a Spanish film, a film from Spain, just last 2 years ago, 2014.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, The Spanish Affair is something that, like you mentioned, is from 2014. But this film is interesting in many ways because it premiered in March of 2014, and then 6 weeks after its release, it became the second highest box office hit ever in Spain, just behind Avatar. And it became the
stiff
highest
competition.
I mean, really, the highest grossing Spanish comedy in history. Hmm. So I think, you know, that in itself deserves a look just to find out, you know, what that's all about.
That probably means it will soon be translated to American film by a remake.
Yes. Yes. The nature of copycats, right?
Christiane, it is part of what you're trying to accomplish here with the film festival. You know, I think a film is this great cultural export, that it's a way that we can experience other lands, other cultures, other traditions easily. And as we talked about the humor, sort of the universalness of the human experience, and get an ear for how people speak and think in other cultures. But it really it really gets to, I think, what you're trying to do here, a great way of sharing in little dribs and drabs, us in America. We can jump into Poland or France or Spain for 2 hours and just enjoy.
Yes, I think it's what we want, and also, you know, to bring up our association, of course. You know, we are here in El Paso since 1964, so we just had a 50th birthday last year.
Congratulations.
And, yes.
We like to have people, you know. It's not only for French people speaking, but it's for American who are welcome to, you know, assist to our cultural events.
This is probably a generalization, but I find most foreign language films to be much more character-driven than maybe we have become used to in America, particularly this summer when we're about to have an onslaught of comic book hero explosive action films. This is a great respite that you've put together for cinephiles to come and just enjoy the beauty, some of the best.
Right.
Might mean something.
Right. It's only the first
films
one
with plots.
Yes.
That's your film festival. So you're calling this the first annual International Film Festival. Does that mean you already have plans for following up with other events?
Ooh, that's what we hope, that next year we will have a second annual international festival.
And there's other countries, you know, so we
other
can
consulates
expand.
And
also to be involved, yes absolutely. Yeah.
How wonderful. We usually think of ourselves biculturally, but we're multicultural here, and it's a great reminder that there are people from all over the world here, and we do have consulates or consular activity, at least in El Paso, from a variety of different countries, not just those to the south, and it's great that you're putting together showcases of the best works from these other countries. We should mention that you aren't stopping today, though. You have a full schedule today, but this goes on throughout May. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, after today, of course, there's always May 14th, 21st, and 28th to contend with. And on each of those dates, it will be one country represented. The first kickoff today, of course, represents all three. But on the 14th, it will be France. And on the 21st, it will be Poland. And on the 28th, it will be Spain.
And Jay, as has become the norm there for the Sunset Film Society, you'll be introducing and giving a little context for each film. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I want to invite, you know, the members of the councils and so forth, too, to give some background on their organizations or any insight that they might have as well.
And the incredible thing is the cost?
Well, there's always a price to pay, but not in this case. free admission and free parking and even the concession items, I think, are
low-cost popcorn.
Yeah, a dollar a bag, you know. I mean, where can you get that? And it's theater quality.
Well, Christian, Jay, thanks for coming to the studio today, and thanks for putting together the first annual, hopefully ongoing, International Film Festival.
Got to think positively, right?
Absolutely.
My guests today have been local film historian and director of the Sunset Film Society, Jay Duncan, and Christian Gomez, president of Alliance Française. Today marks the kickoff of a new venture, the International Film Festival, whose producers hope will become an annual event showcasing the cinemas of several countries. The film festival is hosted by the International Museum of Art, located at 1211 Montana Avenue. Today's full schedule kicks off at 1 p.m. with a screening of the 1902 short film, A Trip to the Moon. Admission to all screenings are free of charge, and you can find more information about the films and schedule at sunsetfilmsociety.org. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.